Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and they show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey, happy Sunday, fun day, another week. We back at it again. Thank you for listening to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I want to welcome in my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. What it do?
Yo, what it do, Black? I'm ready for another just awesome show, man. It's summertime in the city, feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get into it, man. Real talk.
Yeah. Man. Listen here, let me tell you something. Man, I'm hyped. I'm ready. You know, I've been working on these little projects, you know, behind the scenes.
I feel that energy in your voice. That's what's up.
I'm working on something. I'll let you know. So we are officially back in APL. I just had to stop talking about it and just make food.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Just do that shit. I'm pumped up.
Going through the process on getting situated here, you know what I'm saying, and getting grounded all over again. But it feels so good to be back in the A. You know, you hear the sirens. You know, I ain't heard sirens, and I don't know how long I was living in the country.
Yeah, man, this is for you need to be, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I went back to Cleveland. I don't think you'll be – the show wouldn't have that same pizzazz if I was doing it from Cleveland, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? I'm a New Yorker now, man. And you're an H-alien. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
It's a process, and it's definitely going to take time for me to get it together and finish. Yeah. You know, I give myself about 30 days to be fully equipped and locked and loaded, but it feels good to be back. I got back here on Thursday, and
Oh, shit, Smooth coming through early. We got That's what's up. This is going to be a good show. You know what I'm saying? I feel the energy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Energy so, my ass. I just read the title of this motherfucker.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good one. We got a couple lined up. This one and the one next week is
spell
awesome.
Check.
Definitely. So for the people out there, we got two awesome shows tonight, next week. So stay tuned. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on and listen.
What the hell is raw sec? First of all,
We're gonna get into it. We're gonna get into that shit. That shit is a deep topic.
I had an amazing trip, an amazing journey. I've eliminated some people. You know, like people are really showing you their face and their colors, and you got to believe them. You know what I'm saying? Like some people are in your life that you have to eliminate out of your life in order to go to that next phase. So it's just been really eye opening and a really awesome journey, man. Just having some power players around me, some people that I was supposed to do business with, you know, from Confessions of a Mattress Actress, you know what I'm saying? And you know, got the ability to do it again with them. So, you know, I got some nice things we're working on with that. Hopefully I catch this event for a Status TV Network next weekend since I am here. I am definitely shooting to catch that event. Yeah, man, I'm just excited, man. I mean,
so that's
my
how your
week was short of amazing. I really wasn't coming to move back home, but the last minute, the day before I came here, I made a decision just to move back. And then the next day, I got a crib. So it was kind of like something fast, but it was long overdue because it was supposed to happen. So how was your week, though, boss?
Yo, my week was dope. So first and foremost, I'm on my staycation, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, being that I'm in New York, I did like an impromptu, real quick trip to Philly. So that was dope, you know what I'm saying? I never been to Philly. I've been through Philly. I went to like this event like outside of Philly years ago, but I never got a chance to go through Philly. So me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a rental car right up the street. So got an Enterprise. We hopped on a Philly is literally like an hour and a half away from New York City, which is crazy. It's like 80 miles away, 85 miles away. So went up there, got a chance. I went to the museum.
Somebody moving around.
What's up? Oh, yeah, we're still standing in the background.
No, I'm saying somebody moving around like I can hear their phone or their tits brushing up against something.
Yeah, I don't know whose phone that is.
Oh, because it made my titties.
So anyway, got off to Philly. I went to, where the Rocky Monument, you know what I'm saying? So that was dope. Took a picture out there. I probably posted on my Instagram or whatever. Ran up the stairs that Rocky ran up. And just chilled. And then, you know, we had to get a Philly cheesesteak. You know, that's only right if you're in Philly, you got to get a Philly cheesesteak. I was trying to find a black-owned Philly cheesesteak place, but apparently, I don't know, it wasn't coming up in my Google search. But I went to this spot called, let me see, I wrote it down, called Pat's. So supposedly it's Pat's and then it's Gino's. And it's funny because it's like right on this little strip. You know what I'm saying? They lit up too, like cheesesteak, Philly cheesesteak. You know what I'm saying? So me and my wife just went there, chilled out, had a couple of cheesesteaks. It was cool. And then we were just going to drive right back. But then I got a little tired. And I was like, yo, let's just get a telly. So, and look, I'm going to put this out there. You know what I'm saying? I got like a little fetish, right? But I'm going to put it out there real quick. So I'm going to explain it to y'all real quick. Now, don't get it twisted. I love a 5-star hotel resort. You know what I'm saying? I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even into the Airbnb craze just yet because I like when I'm on vacation, I like to stay in a nice hotel. You know what I'm saying? Room service, chill out, whatever the hotel has to offer. You know what I'm saying? Or the resort, right? But I do have a certain fetish about just like little little motels. You know what I'm saying? Little, like, you know, little quick in, quick out, like, little motels. I just had that shit ever since I was in Cleveland, because that was my move. And then when I first moved to Brooklyn, I had, like, a couple little spots I used to creep to. So anyway, I was like, yo, let's just get, like, a little spot in Philly. So we were just trying to find some stuff. Lo and behold, we found, like, a nice little cheap little hotel. And it was kind of ratchet. I ain't even going to lie. But it was ratchet in a good way. Like, it was like it was, like, popping back in, like, the 70s, 80s. You know what I'm saying? So we get there. My wife was a little tight because I think
yeah,
it was, like,
I'd be tight
floor.
You ain't getting no pussy that night, did you? She was uncomfortable like a motherfucker. Don't tell the truth.
But check it. It added to the whole night, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Did
like,
you get
that's
the pussy?
Just me. I, you know, it was my wife.
Exactly.
First,
yeah.
You know, of course. You know, so, yeah. So but anyway, like, she was a little tight because we got there.
I don't feel,
it just so happened that the elevator wasn't working or whatever the case may be, so they had to come and open up our room. But once we got into the room, it was all good, man. And then we just, you know, had a good night's sleep, and then we just crept up out of there. But it was cool, too, because this feeling, because we was like, damn, like, you know, it was like a nice price for the hotel, but it was packed. You know, even with the elevator not working. Like, it was packed to capacity, but
damn.
Lo and behold, this hotel is right next to, like, where the, like, all the stadiums. So, like, I saw where the 76ers play, where the Eagles play. Like, so it's a popular hotel, because, and then it's right, like probably, like, 10 minutes away from the airport. So, like, it's in a great location, even though it's, like, kind of like a shitty motel or whatever. I mean, I guess compared to, like, the new shit that's out now, it's the location. You know what I'm saying? Real estate is all about location. So it was still
packed. Elevator didn't work, man. Mm-hmm.
Yo, but it was last minute, you know what I'm saying? It was cool, and like I said, I like those shit like that.
Because I stayed in a motel that don't even have an elevator. But at the end of the day, I was like, look, if I got to wait on this place to get ready, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go stay with nobody. I was like, let me just go grab me a motel real quick. You know what I'm saying?
It was remodeled.
I had no elevator. Okay. So I was just like, whoa, you know, this ain't what I'm used to. But
that's black phone fucking up like this.
Now you clear. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it, crystal clear.
What I was saying is, I stayed at a motel too. You know what I'm saying?
In Atlanta.
They had the motel, and I was like, shoot, I need to go chill somewhere for a couple of days when I'm here. And I was in this nice ass hotel, right? And I said, well, if I'm gonna be chilling for a couple of days, why the hell am I paying, you know, this little $100 a night? You know what I'm saying? Let me go get me something else, a little decent, you know. But you know,
okay.
So I was definitely in a motel too, but it was remodeled on the inside, but they didn't have an elevator at all. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, and then luckily I didn't go for because he was like, you want this suite on the 8th floor? First, I was amped. I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to have a dope view of the city or whatever. But then being at the elevator didn't work, we ended up getting one on the 4th floor, because that would have just been crazy going up all those stairs. And it's interesting going upstairs in a place that should have the elevator. You feel like you're, like, in the back. You feel like a janitor or some shit. So it was just an interesting experience. But overall, we had a great time. And like I said, we didn't even realize how literally close Philly is to New York. I mean, it's really like a cousin of New York City. Like, it's that close. You know what I'm saying? Like, no cap, it's probably people who stay in Philly because it's cheaper or whatever, rent a house in Philly and probably work in the city and just do that commute like every day, because it's literally that close. So I just want to shout out Philly.
So,
you know, we had a good
am I the only bougie person on the phone? Like, really? Am I the only
person
saying, like,
I can be bougie.
Fuck,
don't
you
me
mean?
Wrong, like, but I'm
you talking about a 1970 hotel. You ain't ever seen Psycho? Fuck, what the hell? I see you not getting on the shower, nigga, stabbing the piss out your ass. Because you won't be cheap. Stop lying. You know you ain't getting no pussy. Nigga, lie his ass off. You know his wife was like, nah, nigga, you ain't getting that. I don't feel comfortable taking my clothes off.
Yo, I had some fun times at some bachelor's hotel.
Yeah, well, guess what? You married now. You need a hotel, 5-star. You're a happily married man. Stay that way. Hotel.
Don't get it twisted, though. Don't get it twisted. Oh, when we do a vacation, we do it right. But this was just like a little impromptu, so. They went with the whole vibe, you know, the Philly cheesesteak, you know what I'm saying, our little quick trip, quick hotel, you know what I'm saying, it was a good time. I definitely needed that, and I just came back refreshed, And, you know, it's dope, too, you know, doing real estate and shit. Even when you're on vacation, you can make money. So closed the deal, got another deal on the table. Hopefully, if everything works out, I should be waking up and I should be closed tomorrow. So, yeah. So I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. You know, that was my week for the most part.
So speaking of raw sex, okay.
What's up?
I would like to recommend that nobody should have raw sex anymore.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about your
topic.
Tell us about your move.
My week, well, due to the raw sex I've been having.
Got another baby? Another baby on the way?
Oh, no, not on the well, almost.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
Two of them popped out this week.
Damn.
One of the broads, she started having fucking contractions and shit. I'm like, look, bitch, don't play with me. I'm canceling Christmas.
Shit.
Fuck wrong with
you.
So you had two
kids this week?
I had two boys this week, and I got two girls coming.
Well, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Fuck them children. Fuck you mean congratulations.
Oh, man.
Nigga, I'm emotionally distraught.
Shit.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So were they at the same hospital?
You said what? Yeah, they was at the same hospital. I ain't about to do all that driving. Nigga, y'all got pregnant together. Y'all going to have them babies together.
Wow. That's the life of smooth, man. That's yo, you a rock star, smooth. That's some rock star shit.
I ain't a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
I'm a loser. You know what a loser is?
Too,
I failed 11 times. Every time I took that test, I failed it.
Damn,
I'm fucking two lions, the motherfuckers.
That's what's up, though, man. You got like a nice squad, man. That's good, man. Your legacy is good.
That's not a squad,
home,
man.
You know what I'm saying? That's
a detention center. Mix it, squad.
Yeah,
so, the topic for tonight is.
Hey, you need to respell this shit? Yeah, this shit is all fucked up.
What's messed up?
The title itself, man, all these words are spelled wrong.
Talking about you. Hold on, let me go see what this topic
is. Oh, wait, hold on. Should I?
Affect men and women different? Emotionally.
There we go. That's the topic.
I copied and pasted the title in, and it changed the title. The autocorrect changed the title for some odd reason.
Hey, bro, I'm going to need y'all to stop using that autocorrect shit.
I just copy and paste. I only did one post, and I copy and pasted. That's why all the hashtags and everything being up. But, yeah, this raw sex affects men and women different emotionally. So basically, you'll be the great one to start this conversation. So go
exactly.
Right ahead.
I am depressed. You fucking right. Fuck these churns. That's it.
All right.
Yeah, that's
look,
all I have to say.
So once again, for the people out there, let me set it up once again. So tonight's topic is, once again, does raw sex affect men and women different emotionally? And you know what, I want to go last. So Black, let me hear what you got to say about it.
Yes, it does. Because more than not, men will have raw sex just to have raw sex. There's no feelings, there's no emotion. They don't really like the female. They just like, hey, you here? So, you know, let's just do it. Women, on the other hand, she really liked this guy. You know, she's really feeling him. And, you know, she like, oh, okay, well, you know, let's get it in. Let's do what we do, right? But after the act is done, the man going on by his business, and he can go home to his girl and sleep with her without a rubber. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and the woman,
crazy.
She gets at home.
I take showers first. Fuck.
That's crazy.
She all in love thinking, oh, okay, he done gave me some raw penis, so he care about me. But that doesn't mean anything anymore because everybody just willy-nilly, they want to feel what's raw, what's right. You know, so as women, like, we become bonded with you once we feel the raw penis. Once we feel the penis, the raw penis, we become bonded. On the other hand, I think men don't use condoms for, you know, the feeling. You feel me? So for them, it's just the feeling. For women, it's an emotional connection. It's just the same way how we are set up. You know, women are emotional creatures, and men, it's about what they, you know, what they see, you know, how they feel. And it's the same thing when it comes down to sex. Men just want the feeling. Women, you know, it's just the emotional connection that she may have with the guy. So, of course, it affects them differently. You know, she's all in, and, you know, she becomes attached once she get the raw penis. A man just like, all right, I can get you raw penis, so what?
I ain't got a penis. I got a dick.
Wow.
Actually,
right.
my whole thing is just coming in the bitch. That's my thing. You know, I like the cream pie of the pussy. Exactly.
Okay.
I like the cream pie of the pussy, cream pie of the mouth. I just want to come in you. That's it.
So you like that feeling, like you like that feeling of just like releasing and having that female right there. You know what I'm saying? To release in, basically.
That's right. Cool. That's it. That's like if a motherfucker sucking your dick, I want you to keep sucking while I'm coming.
Yeah,
if I'm in the pussy, I want to keep fucking while I'm nothing. I don't want to whip the condom out and just come all up on you. I did that before. It don't work. So.
I got you.
So
right,
yeah, I'm
well,
cream pie.
Cream pie. Right. Well, obviously. Yo, go. Yo, but I mean, it's obvious stuff, Smooth. You came from.
Hey, obviously, you didn't have sex last week, so shut up.
All right. So look. All right. So the way I feel about this topic is, man, it definitely affects. You know what I'm saying? Because you totally feel a connection sexually and emotionally with that person. I think if you're a guy, well, I only can speak from my experiences. So I can't say for everybody, but for me, yes, I do. I feel a connection. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to feel a little deeper connection if I'm going raw dog. But
you're
going to
squeeze your butt cheek tighter.
Yeah. Well, but I've been jaded because, you know, like, because it definitely leaves you open to certain things, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're not mature enough to handle raw sex, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got to have sex education so you understand what comes with this, because it's two ways. If you're not careful, it can happen, you know what I'm saying? One is diseases, so you got to watch out because that shit feel good until it don't, you know what I'm saying? It feel good while you're there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, when you catch that or whatever, look, I've heard, you know what I'm saying? That when you catch them certain joints and you go to use the bathroom, man, I feel like you pissing fire. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. Until you get that shit checked the fuck out and get it done. And once you pissing fire, you get like, oh, shit, I am not fucking around with this raw sex no more. You know what I'm saying? It feels good, but this feels much worse. And that's the lighter side of it. You don't want to catch one of them other ones where it's hard to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. Secondly is a baby situation. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure you know who you're having raw sex with. One, for the diseases. Two, you got to be prepared if you're having raw sex with this female, like if she come back pregnant, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to be ready to raise a little man or raise a little girl with this particular female? So it's a lot that goes into it. And that's why
I don't really like that.
Yeah,
that
part.
Yeah, explanation, because you can make a baby via all prophylactics. I mean, fuck, I done made turn on all forms of birth control.
That's a fact, but you know when you raw, that's just right there. You know what I'm saying? So that, I mean, that's the essence of it. That's just you basically you might as well just walk around naked. That's the raw essence of being a human being and reproducing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to condoms, because condoms made it so we can have sex for sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where I like to have sex for sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to fuck, and I like to have sex for sport. Like, I'm a freaking. That's why I love the adult film game, because it's like it's a sport. You know what I'm saying? And I like to see it just like how people like to watch basketball and football. You know what I'm saying? So you know. So I think it's it. But when you like I said, and that's why, and I got to give props to the actors and the actresses. To do the adult film, especially because if you're doing it raw, which most of it is, that's some ill energy you're feeling from these people. You know what I'm saying? These random people. A lot of times you don't know these people. You know what I'm saying? But you have to just work professionally
when
together.
When it comes to the adult film industry, that's why
business,
everybody
man.
Can't do it. That's why a lot of people get in and then jump out of it.
Please,
everybody can't do it. You have to be able to disconnect your feelings from it. And it's only special kind of people that can disconnect their feelings from sex, right?
That's a fact.
And so, you know, I live life, but also, like, I wanted to tell you this story, right? Because this is actually, this happened to me, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I go on my hiatuses and I just don't have sex, right? And, you know, when I do have sex, you know, it just never fails. It's always a very quick session, right? And that's what happens when you go without having sex. So, boom, I go and I have sex with this guy. Now, me and him had been talking. The vibe was great. You know, he was super awesome. You know what I'm saying? We call ourselves doing this thing or whatever. And I made him wait a little second, but, you know, I finally, you know, gave him some. Now, the thing was is that I was so tight that, you know, he had to struggle to get it in, but he never even got it in. Like, it's just like as soon as the tip hit the wetness, it's just like his body jerked and just came everywhere. And I was like, okay, so you didn't get it all the way in.
So
you know, you didn't even put it in, but he was like, the feeling, he was just like, it's so tight
wrong?
And it's so wet. Huh?
Was it wrong?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
like
you didn't hear when she said the nigga supposed to be felt the wetness? Fuck.
Right,
yeah.
like in less than 20 seconds, like he 10 seconds, he came, right? And so I was sitting there, like, okay, like, I didn't even get
that's
my, like,
good.
I just don't even count. I didn't even feel your penis, you know what I'm saying, whatsoever. And he goes, he was like, you know, just the stroke and the feeling. And he was so embarrassed that, you know what I'm saying, he, like, left. And I ain't hear from
him
for
a
minute.
He didn't do round two?
That nigga need a red bull in his life.
Yeah, come on. He was supposed to
get a red
ball
to hop back
up in that thing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He
better
go
to the corner, though.
Get some
time.
Take a couple pulls off his joint.
That's the thing about it. The point. He came so hard that he emptied himself. Like, I mean, it wasn't no little bit. He literally emptied himself. He couldn't get hard.
He couldn't even get right back up.
He didn't just get up and leave. He stayed the
he
night. But he couldn't get hard no more through the night. He was done.
Hold on. He stayed the night.
Yeah.
Man, you supposed to kick that nigga out. What's wrong with you?
Well, I wanted him to redeem himself because, you know, the motherfucker was nice, man. I wanted him to redeem himself.
No,
you know, I wanted to get the feeling, get my rocks off, but that didn't happen. So
at least you didn't rape him. Shit.
He got up early that morning, like 7 o'clock that morning, and he left.
He was supposed to be ready.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like, damn, man, I couldn't even get the rest of the night. Like, I can't even do nothing with it. So
that's like a heavyweight fight or
nigga, kill yourself.
He get knocked out in the first round. Like, damn, dude, you took.
You didn't even make it. That's just like the first round, and you step into the ring, and
the
first fight, you know, you get knocked out.
Come on, man.
It was no strokes. So, therefore, that let me know that raw sex do affect people differently, but when you're not expecting shit to feel a certain way, you really, like, for men, they embarrassed. For women, we just like, oh, my God, that feels so good. We emotionally connected. For men, don't no man want to put as soon as it touched. Like, he didn't get one stroke in, and he came so bad. It was ridiculous. So, for you to not get one stroke in, it's like you don't even count. You didn't even hit my body count because it was so fast, but he was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
He was highly embarrassed. Like,
fuck it.
I was supposed to. Hell no, are you crazy?
Yeah,
because with that raw sex, you could just really. I mean, you get the essence and the feel of a woman, man. You like really.
He didn't get to feel me. That's the whole. Like, he didn't even get
it. Yeah, he went out like. I don't
want to
call him
a
jungle.
Like,
soon as
he hit
out.
The wet spot, I think the struggle of him getting it in and him like realizing how tight that shit was, and then as soon as he felt the wet part, it was done.
Yeah,
You were done.
Oh, from the tight to the wet part, huh? That's what it was. That was a, so wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Did you have him catching like blue balls for them? Was you teasing them all like that before you like finally gave way or like, you know what I'm saying? Because that could be a situation too. Maybe he was just on
you,
goal.
Bravo. I mean, you know, am I the only one not emotionally attached to this shit? Fucking is just fucking. Either it be a con or
get,
just raw dick. I mean, fuck.
Shit. I get attached. I ain't gonna lie.
I just want to come in here. I don't really give a fuck about the rest of that shit. But y'all motherfuckers talking about Atlanta was just too tight, put it in, came and shit.
That makes sense, though. I mean, if we all sitting on the couch, we all in the trust tree. Like I said, once again, that makes sense. Why you're not, because you like that feeling so much that you know, don't mind, you know, having, you know, laying your seeds down, you know what I'm saying, and letting them seeds grow, you know what I'm saying, because you love that feeling. So, and I think that's supposed to be for you. You're supposed to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you are supposed to be letting your seeds grow. So you like to plant your seeds, you know what I'm saying? That's obvious. Me, on the other hand.
Like, come.
But that's it.
I don't really
that's
care for
like.
The whole
like
planning
it.
Part. That's the consequence of me planning. But
exactly.
Let's don't get this shit twisted. I don't
say.
Like my kids. Like, I mean, fuck.
But it goes hand in hand. You like
I
that
love
feeling.
Them, but I don't
you
like
them
all.
Feeling, you know, you're going to grow something because you need to plant your seeds. So when you say you like
I mean, but
that,
I'm going to grow regardless
yeah.
of the fact. You know what I'm saying? Even if you, I done made babies on all forms of birth control. I have yet to meet a birth control that has successfully worked. So it don't make no sense. Fuck it. We're going to the clinic. We're going to get checked out. Bitch, once I know you good, I'm coming in you. Ooh.
So wait, hold on. But you don't, like, that partner that you're coming in with, they not on birth control or something like that? Or you just roll with it? Like, how is that? I'm just, you know, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't really give a fuck. I mean, shit. As long as I know you ain't got them herpes, them HPVs, them bumpity bump bump bumps, them AIDS, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you
the
just
chlamydias,
keep...
the gonorrhea.
Yeah.
I got a pretty dick. I let every bitch know, like, look, you can take a picture with this motherfucker. But as soon as I get a bump on that motherfucker, I'm killing every bitch I know.
No doubt. Wow. That's very interesting. That's very interesting. Wow. Well, yeah, so like you said, you're not detached, but you got to
seven damn children, shit. You don't just get 11 children by coincidence.
No, yeah, exactly. You like Smoke just said, you love the feeling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that's the ultimate connection, though. When you do have that feeling with somebody, when you do have that raw sex with somebody, and you come inside that person, that's a feeling of like, damn, we about to do something. That's divine. That's why the kids happen, because that's divine. So you know that's what I say about that, but. You know, you gotta be careful. Like I learned from an early age, man. Like I said, I got caught up, you know what I'm saying, one time had some nice raw, you know what I'm saying? And I love it when a woman like come on to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember I had a situation, I was chilling, we was playing cards and just kicking it one night, I was out of the crib. I didn't even know she was feeling me like that. All of a sudden, end of the night, she like bringing me into her bedroom, and you know what I'm saying? And, but then, you know what I'm saying, like the consequences of that night made me think like, nah, I can't be just doing this raw sex with anybody, you know what I'm saying? I gotta make sure that I have feelings if I'm gonna do raw sex, you know what I'm saying? So I learned that from my early age. But some people, like I said, they catch that feeling and they just like it, you know what I'm saying? And they just go with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little different. I guess I'm a little wired, a little different. But everybody's, what's up?
You scared of the pussy.
What happened?
Scared of the pussy. That man said, she hit on him. He got the pussy like, wait a minute, I can't be doing this. No, man, go up in there. Let loose, boy.
I did. And that's the problem.
Make some little coconuts.
You know what I'm saying, boy? Because, you know, when I was drunk, and I ain't had no condom on me, you know what I'm saying? I was a whole other person at that time. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I think I was wearing like a long medallion too, and I was just like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to. I don't know. It was just an ill night. You know what I'm saying? And that shit was just raw, and I was just like, all right, bet we about to do this, and we did it. You know
I tell
saying?
The bitch, I'm shooting condensed milk. I'm about to make your pussy sweeter. Fuck it.
That shit was, you know what I'm saying? And you know it's legit. So we get flashbacks, you know what I'm saying? So like the day later, you know, a couple of days later, you're like, damn, That shit was.
You got flashbacks from the pussy?
Yeah, you don't get those? I get those.
No, man, I just go on to the next one.
I get those. That's why I say I get attached and I want it again. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, what's good?
Oh,
you know? Then I'm on it.
I saw you.
So that's why I know I gotta be careful.
Walking in the rain. Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You're gonna be the nigga outside in the rain. I followed you.
You know what I'm saying? So look, I know myself. You know what I'm saying? So
I gotta
take certain precautions. You know what I'm saying? So I don't put myself in those type of predicaments. But speaking of, like I said, and then I went through my phase when I did have condoms, but I didn't know which condoms to really use, and them shit's busting and popping, and that's worse than fucking raw sex. You might as well just have raw sex, and you're going to be banging on this condom. You just bang, all of a sudden you look down, and the shit broke, and you're like, damn, where the fuck's the condom went? You know what I'm saying? And you got to find where it is. It might be up in there somewhere, all that shit. So I've had that happen. But then I found these condoms that I've used ever since, and that's these Black Midnight. Them shits is like, they jet black. It's called Midnight, and them shits is like, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to post these. I'm going to post the condoms. I think I have posted them before, but I'm posting again on my on the Real Adult Talk. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's listening to the show, they want to know about these condoms that I've been using that don't break. You know what I'm saying? And they just black, and they just, I don't know. It's like a good condom. You know what I'm saying? I definitely will endorse those. I'll put it up on Twitter page or whatever. But like I said, raw sex is dope, though. You know what I'm saying? You just got to have the right person to have raw sex with, because that shit is a feeling like no other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Especially when like wet, like Black said, when it's just wet, juicy, and the feeling is right. You know what I'm saying? So, and then without raw sex, you can have, that's when the all types of sex is good. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? I like to think. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said condoms is the best thing, because you can just fuck for sport. You know what I'm saying? And bam, put that shit on. You can just go at it. But if you are having raw sex, you can make love and just have sex, and the shit is just, you're still going to have that same connection. You know what I'm saying? But if it's condom sex and you just having sex or you just trying to make love, I don't think it's going to really be good, in my opinion. Condom sex is just for fucking.
Look, I've created most stalkers via condoms than raw sex, so I prefer the stalker free method.
How is that possible?
Yeah, expand on that. Yeah, like what do you?
I don't know how it's possible. Don't ask me how the shit's possible. I'm just giving you the statistics. I've made more stalkers via condom sex than fucking raw.
Yeah.
Hey, your phone messing up, girl. Your phone is nothing to blow there right now.
It's doing it again.
Yeah.
Smooth. I think I know what you mean, though. I think because you just said you made more stalkers from condom sex than non-sex. So I think,
non-condom sex, you know, wet sex.
Yeah. All right, you're saying, but you made more stalkers by having condom sex, you said, right?
Right.
I last longer
with the condom off. I last longer, period.
Okay.
But, like, with the condom, I guess I'm just mad because the condom on, so I'm just beating the pussy up.
That's
bitch,
what
you
it
don't
is.
Get it. All
okay.
of me.
You're
going to get
that,
the John Legend, bitch.
And that makes my point. That's because you fucking for sport. You know what I'm saying? You got the condom on. And you just,
I mean, I fuck for sport, period. But I'm just saying, I've made more stalkers via the condom than not the condom, so I'd rather no stalkers at all. Them bitches crazy. Fuck that.
I'd rather just impregnate them.
Hey,
no
stalkers.
I'd rather just have a baby with them.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd rather cancel Christmas. Fuck it.
I get
paid
look,
enough. That'd be
all right. Yeah, that's what I said. If it's affordable, man, I'm like, yo, all to it, man. Kids are beautiful, man. Like, kids are so.
No, they're not beautiful. I'm not going to say they're beautiful. No, they're not.
They are.
Kids are some of the most deceivous people in the world. Only a child can look in your face and smile and take a shit at the same time. So you're going to look me in my eyes and smile while taking a shit. Like, yeah, I got a surprise for you. Yeah, you can't trust a person like that.
They're still young. So.
You laughing, but you know it's true. Boy, hey, ain't nothing worse when a child get quiet. You be like, man, what's going on? They be in the corner.
Yeah.
What you doing in that corner? They taking a shit. Like, damn, bro, get on the toilet, man. Like, no, nigga, I prefer this corner right here. Wipe my butt later. Hell no. You better call your mama. I don't do diapers.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah,
you staying wild. Don't worry. I can't wait till you fuck up. Woo! Boy, I can't wait till you fuck up. Woo!
Well, you know, Mobile, he still use condoms with his wife, so.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm going to go to New York and get you drunk. I'm a bad influence on people. I'm a bad boy. Hey, bro, you're going to wake up talking about, man, I think I had sex last night. Oh, yeah, you did. Your wife going to be like, yeah, nigga, gotcha.
Like I said, because that's once you start having raw sex, I mean, that's you looking to have a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you're not looking to have a kid.
Nigga, you damn near 50. Let it go. Your life over with. Let it go. Go on, squeeze them juices.
He'll have a totally different connection with his wife when he starts sleeping with her without a rubber.
Oh, shit. He's going to have a connection, though, right?
I've had the connection. I had to just cease that connection, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? I've had the connection. I don't want to get it twisted like I've never had. You know what I'm saying? I've had the connection. Believe me that when I say that, but I had to cut off that particular connection. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's
don't run from it.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Hey,
about
look,
that, you know.
Look, by the time it's all said and done, everybody on this phone gonna have a baby. you gonna go bald fucking around with us. You're going to lose your hair talking about, I can't believe this, I'm having a child on the way.
Let's get it back to Black. So, Black, what do you prefer? Do you prefer condom sex or do you prefer raw sex?
Go on, tell the truth,
girl. Do you have sex? Like how do you... The second part of my question, real quick, though, how do you differentiate between the both? When do you get to the point where you're like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to have condom sex with this person. I'm going to let him go raw. Or what makes you be like, nah, you know what, you need to put a condom on. You know what I'm saying? So walk us through that.
Well, from up until, 2013, I preferred condom sex. You know what I'm saying? I had, three times from 2007 to 2013 that I didn't, off camera, that I had unprotected sex. So I preferred condom sex. Now, I like raw sex. So, therefore, it's like a measurement that I go through. So, first of all, now, because I know what I want in life, I'm not having sex with you if we don't have a bond, if we not working on, what we doing and, being in a relationship. I'm not having sex with you at all. So that's the first part about it. And then, it's the whole, filling it out, doing what you got to do, in every respective way to make sure that that's somebody that, you want to take that step with. And then from there, you do what you do. So I realized that it's more of a method. You can't just do it. You just kind of got to, follow the methods to it. So I no longer have sex. If somebody tell you they had sex with me now, we was either in a, relationship or, we was really, really exclusive, to each other in that area. So, back then, I wasn't looking for no strong commitment or nothing like that. So, it was condom sex. And I was having fun. Makes but sense. Now I'm just, too old
you
to be having
sex
having
for sport
fun.
At that point.
Yeah, and then especially the thing that I hate the most is, when men see me, the first thing you want to do is, hey, what's up? I know where the narrative is going. Like tonight, I had a whole conversation with somebody. And, I do my normal spiel and drill, ask my questions, what you doing, da da da. So the thing is there's levels to it. Before you even get to the sexual part, before you even get to how you treat me part, you got to be financially stable. I can't play no more. And so he was upset because I couldn't get past that part. But if you gotta there's levels to it, and you got to pay attention to the signs. So, one, are you financially stable to be, dealing with somebody like me? Two, okay, how would you treat, how you treat me and so on and so forth? And three, comes the sexual part, what it looked like and X, Y, and Z. But like I said, it doesn't matter the size of a man's penis. Like I don't like big boys per se. Like, you know, the whole 6'2", 6'3", with a gut, I love that shit. But, you know, I'm talking about when you go to take a selfie and you can't even like see your ears in the damn selfie, like, that's too much. You know what I mean? So it's not like when I see stuff like that, like, I can't even see your ears, bro, and the camera right in your face. That's too much for me. We can't do nothing but cook a meal and eat. But when it comes to penis size, though, you can't really, like it really don't, I'm not going to say it don't matter because you got to know how to use whatever you got, but look, the guy who flaked out in 10 seconds that didn't even get it in, that didn't get one pump, he was very well endowed. So you never know what you're going to get just because somebody is well endowed versus, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's not, that got a small penis. So I'm not as, you know, as concerned as I get older as, okay, I need you to be hanging and slanging. No, I just need you to handle your business. So when you get to that stage, the stage that I'm in, that you know what you want, you just want somebody to handle their business, once all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and y'all in that place together, then, you know, yeah. But for me, it's hard to get in that place with me because of what all you got to do to even get me to, you know, be attentive like that. So, yeah, it is what it is. When I have sex with, I'm with the person that I'm with, you know, I prefer raw sex. And the weird thing is, though, to piggyback on what Smooth said, is that I, too, like cream pies, so I can't play.
Oh, shit. I mean, you like cream pies, too. This cream pie situation. Interesting.
Yeah, I can't play. Like,
so what
too,
makes you,
I need
wait,
to
hold
know
on,
that.
Wait, hold on. I got to set this up for the people out there again. Because, all right, so Smooth gave the guy point of view why he liked cream pie. So I can understand where Smooth was coming from. But now you're on the other side of the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? You're the yin to the yang again. So what makes you like the cream pie? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what does it do for you? How do you feel?
Because I'm in tune with my body and myself. And, like, when you just have sex with somebody and they pull out or they have a rub on, the act is not complete, right? A sexual act is complete when you two have sex with each other, skin to skin, and he ejaculates. So when you're horny,
right?
It's like the fire. It's like the water putting out the fire. When you're horny, that's a fire that's within you. The only thing that can actually put that fire all the way out is his cum, because that's how a sexual act is created. So you get a whole different vibe when he finishes the right way than if he pulls out. Because, you know, like, yeah, you know, he probably done put in all of this work, but you sleeping with somebody for 20 minutes, and then, you know, you giving her this good work, and then you pull out. You just killed the whole mood at that point.
That ain't no different than getting some head and a bitch moving them out to jack you off till you come. Oh, you dirty bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody agree with that? What the fuck you mean? Really?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I like a female to just go ahead and finish. She don't got a mouth thing, she got to finish off. Don't.
And that's the same thing with the sex. Man, go on, come all up in there. Get all up in there. Squirt them hips.
Yeah, man.
Dig deeper.
Yeah, it gotta be. You gotta act. So that's why, you know, it's like, you know, it's like that. Like, you know, anybody that I've had a kid from, you know, we got history. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those things that the act is complete when you finish in that manner. That's why I don't really, you know, I don't want to have sex. I'm okay. I want to get to know you. I need to see your habits. I need to be around you. No more long-distance relationships for me, you know what I'm saying? No more me moving from Atlanta for a relationship. No more of that other bullshit.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, all right. The plot thickens.
Oh,
no
shit.
No more moving from Atlanta for a relationship.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, you're totally yourself. But all right, I'm going to keep it at that. You know what I'm
saying? So when I moved from Atlanta, I was going through postpartum depression. For the people that don't know,
hey,
I moved from
Atlanta. You're on the couch. Hold up. Go ahead. Like, you speak your truth. Go ahead. I didn't even know we were about to get into it, but let's do it.
In October of last year, 2018, I moved from Atlanta. I was suffering from postpartum depression. I had my last son, my latest son, in May 26th. And I was really going through postpartum depression. It was really, really hard on me mentally. In the process of me, you know, battling this postpartum depression, I met this guy in August. You know what I'm saying? He got at me. We were talking. I met him in August of last year. So we talked on the phone, you know, just about every single day. You know, we built our bond. We built our rapport. You know, he be in the city where I'm from. You know, all this good stuff. And so with me needing to be around my family and he and I doing what it was that we were doing, you know, it was a mutual agreement for me to come back closer. You know what I'm saying? So I actually came back closer, and then, you know, it went to shits, and I had, you know, spent the time I needed with my family. It felt good, and then it was time to come back. So, you know, that situation is a moot situation between he and I. And I learned some lessons. He's a very cool guy. He taught me, you know what I'm saying, some things. And definitely one of them was, Mitch, I don't care. I'll go home for a month. You know what I'm saying? But I got way too much going on to be, you know, being in a different position. And he wasn't in a position to move to Atlanta at that time. So, you know, I told him, if we was to ever get back and try anything else, you would have to come to Atlanta. Like, I ain't doing it no more. I did it, you know, so.
Yeah.
Kudos.
You know, I noticed that too, especially with long distance relationships. Oh, I gotta give you an update. Oh man, my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, who will remain nameless, you know what I'm saying? But oh man, that was my homeboy. I gotta give you an update on that. I was about to say something about what can I could just So, cause this one reminded me of my homeboy. Let me just write this down so I don't forget to go back to this. But anyway, so basically those long-distance relationships can get very tricky, you know what I'm saying? First off, it's a long-distance relationship, but then when you choose to move to that person's territory, you got to be, you know, your antennas got to be up because now you're in that person's territory, so you kind of like in a world, you know what I'm saying? So they got the, you know what I'm saying? They got the
real power don't travel.
So,
It was different. His story is, you know what I'm saying, my home, I hadn't been there, you know, to live and be around in 12 years. So, it was very much different to me. And then that's when you go to finding out everything when you actually own the turf of what you got to do. So, I mean, for me, it was a come up for me, you know what I'm saying? So the overall point is that, you know, being down there, I came up. But the money, you can't make the money the same way that you can make here in the A. So, you know, I didn't want to, you know, take any more L's in the situation, so I just had to do what I had to do. But, you know, for the most part, I came up down there, you know what I'm saying?
Hell.
So I'm not mad.
That's what's up. Let that have a full read. Yeah. But, all right, so just the update on my homeboy situation, man. Shout out to my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know, doing his thing with it, but this is why when we were talking about the whole menage a trois, bringing somebody into your relationship, and you know what I'm saying, like, you know, if you're going to do that, you know, the precautions you got to take. So anyway, long story short, I got homeboy, and I was kind of listening because, you never know, I might try that, you know what I'm saying, so this is my dude, so he's telling me, you know, the things that's going on, the pros and cons of it. So long story short, you know, of course, his wife started, like, really being, I guess, curious, you know, to want to have females, relationship with females, but you know, they were married. So she started bagging chicks, you know what I'm saying? So my homeboy was like, all right, cool, like, you bagging chicks, and, like, look, you ain't messing around with no dudes, I'm with it. So long story short, you know, he bagged some more. PYT, you know what I'm saying? Stripper, you know what I'm saying? I think she had a little man or something like that, but she was a PYT, she was probably like 22, something like that. So,
you know, let me finish here real quick. Once you finish this story, you might as well jump into the world famous chop up.
To the chop up, yeah. So, you know, he was doing his thing or whatever, and she got good, you know what I'm saying? I guess they were chilling. They had a little three way situation going on. The barriers were set. And I guess my dude started hitting that little PYT a little too good,
And then she started catching, start feeling some type of way, getting her feelings, maybe insecurities is starting to flare up. And then she just cut it off and then wanted to just go cold turkey and then just straight be lesbo, even though they in a relationship, you know, they got a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Put it like that. And long story short, she hit the same. My dude, you know, he didn't just kind of like shacked up with the little chick, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's kind of like a cautionary tale of, you know, be careful who you bring into your relationship, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know anything that brings. So y'all got to be A1 on point, you know, the boundaries, because that's what can happen. So that's a little update. So, you know what I'm saying? So I just hollering at my dude, just telling him, like, yo, hold your head. But, you know, look, hey, I guess everything falls or whatever the case may be, but that's just a little side note to that situation. So, with that being the case, let's get into the world famous chop up. So this is my favorite part of the show. You know, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish about certain things, certain topics that I dig, you know, been going on in pop culture or just in the news in general from my perspective. So, first and foremost, let's see what I want to start out with. Let's see. Shout out to my man Jackie, you know what I'm saying? He beat Thurman last night, you know what I'm saying, and TKO or whatever. So, Pat, last night, talking about a whole Pacquiao Mayweather. I think I'm over that, though. I think Mayweather need to just leave it, you know, leave it alone. Even though you get a crazy KD just to do it, you know what I'm saying? So I think Mayweather, like, damn, I'm trying to stay retired, but y'all keep throwing me $200 million, you know what I'm saying? And, or something that I just do, you know what I'm saying? So, no, I'm talking about the $200 million. I'll fight Pacquiao again at 45 years old, you know what I'm saying? If y'all just want to see it, y'all going to pay me $200 million. So that's already getting talked about again because Pacquiao apparently looked good. I didn't see the Pac Thurman fight, but you know what I'm saying? So just be aware of that. People start talking about that. Did you watch the fight or no?
Of course, I watched the fight, and okay. it's already been said that Mayweather is not coming out of retirement.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I mean, so, Mayweather, you made a lot of money, man. You don't want to come out. You're getting older. You ain't been training like Pacquiao been training. I would definitely, you know, attest to that.
It don't really matter. It don't matter if Mayweather come out at 65, Pacquiao's still going to lose.
I would agree, but you never know. You know what I'm saying? Look.
No, I know. I ain't about to sit here and boast. Yeah, I watched the fight, but, like, people need to understand. Look at how
–
remember when Mayweather first came out of retirement and how he spanked Marquez's ass so easily? Mm-hmm. You know – the person that knocked Manny Pacquiao out, the person that, you know, had the hardest time. But then when he fought Pacquiao, it was an easy-ass fight. Here it is, Keith Thurman is 30 years old, young dude, young blood, got that ass whipped.
Yeah. All right, but look, here's the other thing that I saw. Here's the other thing that I saw. Granted, it is another sport, and I got this on a Real Adult Talk page. Granted, it is another sport. But I don't know if you saw the highlight of Mayweather playing basketball. Young dude came down, crossed him up. My man dropped Mayweather like nobody's ever done in the ring. You know what I'm saying? So that's just goes to show that, you know, age is catching up. Because even though it's a different sport, the way if you just Google it, you know what I'm saying? The way Mayweather fell, it just let me know that he getting a little up there. So the only reason why I say this could be an intriguing fight, and don't get it twisted, I think Mayweather loves money more than anything. And he like, damn, y'all going to just keep giving me $200 million just for me to do a fight, for me to show y'all that I'm the best all the time, I'm going to do it. But here's the thing. You are getting older, Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so he ain't going to do this with no young person, no young dude, because he already know. I think from that basketball highlight, that showed him a little something like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm in shape, but, you know, when it comes to somebody that's 20 years younger than me, hey, shit can happen. You know what I'm saying?
I remember when Allen Iverson gave Michael Jordan dick twice in one game.
Yeah.
Everybody keep talking about that, but everybody forget the fact that Jordan won the game.
That's a fact. Look, I'm a huge Mayweather fan. I'm a huge Mayweather fan. This is the last part I'm going to say. Only thing I would say is Pacquiao has been training. And then, even though I don't agree with it, you know, you listen to somebody like Skip Bayless tell it, he'll say, oh, you know, Pacquiao was fighting with a torn rotator cuff in the last fight against him and Mayweather, so it wasn't completely fair because, you know, he had torn it in training and he came too far for him to, you know, call off the fight or whatever. So, you know, look, I just think, whatever, if you fight, you're fighting no matter what, no excuses or whatever. But all I'm going to say is this. This does give Pacquiao some confidence. He beat a young dude. I don't know. So, I mean, was it like a close fight? Or, you know, being that you saw it, was it close or did he just barely kind of work it out?
Let me tell you
what's up?
The first five rounds, Pacquiao gave Thurman the dick. All okay. the dick. Not half, okay. but it was rape. Okay? Now,
okay.
from round 7 on to 12, Pacquiao got old.
Mm,
you see
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah
he won the decision. Don't get me wrong. It was supposed to be a unanimous decision. At no time did I think Keith Thurman won the fight. But
okay.
his age showed from round 7 to 12. Simple
okay.
as that. So, like, no.
Nah. Okay.
And that's why he's taking
then,
the rest of the year off.
And then the other thing, too, you know, Mayweather's the best defensive fighter of all time. It's not even a question. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, and my point, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, he is one of the best, if not the best, to ever do it. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people want to just see, oh, you know, that they boxing and I just want to see a knockout. No, that's not what Mayweather does. Mayweather looks at boxing like a sport. You know what I'm saying? So even though he talks his
sport.
Trash and everything, you know, no, I'm saying, yeah, it is a sport. I agree with that. Some people just want to see a fight like they watching UFC. And I'm just, and I tell people about Mayweather. Mayweather, although he talks a lot of, you know, trash and all that, you think he's going to come in and try to knock you out like Mike Tyson? No, that's you're not going to ever get that with a Mayweather fight. Mayweather is going to be is textbook. So watching Mayweather fight is watching the San Antonio Spurs play basketball, or the New England Patriots play football. Textbook, he's going to be by the book. He's going to do what he. You know
I disagree.
Unfortunately, I mean, what would you
because, like, the only reason why Mayweather boxes now the way he does now is because
okay.
his hands are brittle. If anybody remembers when Mayweather was Pretty Boy,
Pretty Boy
Mayweather,
yeah.
he was about knocking people out. He was about putting them hands on people. But Mayweather, he didn't know how to punch correctly, so he kept breaking his hands. That's why he started using his defensive prowess.
Well,
but before then, no, Mayweather was knocking motherfuckers out.
But that was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know, that was in at the beginning of his career. But the majority of his career has been the way he wins his fights now, which is textbook. You know what I'm saying? And he's the best at
No,
that. So
you can't say majority. No.
Half.
You can't say majority.
At least half.
That skill, not even half. That skill as far as defense came into play after he came out of retirement against Marquez and shit like that. Because remember, before retirement, he was still Pretty Boy. After retirement, when he came back, he was Money. That's when Money started using the defense and shit. Because he retired due to the hands always constantly breaking.
Yeah. All right. You know, I would have to do my research a little bit more. But I remember, like, for example, when he fought Zab Judah. When he fought, what was the white dude from England, Ricky Hatton? You know what I'm saying? I remember that tech. I mean, he still had, you know, that was a while ago. That was over 10 years ago, maybe about 15 years ago, actually. But he still had the hands, don't get it wrong, but he was always a defensive fighter. The only point, I'm not really disagreeing with you, Smooth. All I'm just saying is that's what sets him apart, is because he's so textbook. And, you know, being that his hands are brittle, and he's never lost. It's like Jordan. Like, you know, if you go to old Jordan highlights, when he was just dunking on everybody and, you know, had his tongue out and whatever, you know what I'm saying? As he got older, he had to evolve his game, much like Kobe Bryant, too. You know what I'm saying? Had to get that jumper, and he had to just beat you in other ways. So that's what Mayweather is. So, I look, if they fought again, I would still put my money on Mayweather. But what I'm saying, the older you get, and granted, Pacquiao is not, 2 years younger than that. You know, he's older, too, but I'm just saying the older. The more you get and you're not boxing ring, the more chance you're taking. Especially, you know, he wants to keep that perfect record. But if you give him $200 million, that's hard to still turn down, no matter how much money you got. You know what I'm saying? So, that's that. And speaking of, let me see here. What else we got? R. Kelly. Oh man, R. Kelly back in the news. Not good. They really trying to come at R. Kelly. I don't know how you gonna get out of this. Supposedly, R. Kelly is being held without bail, and this is a story we've been tracking for a minute since the documentary came out and everybody got all up in arms again. But it ain't looking good for R. Kelly, man. I think they really trying to get him. It seems like that the conspiracy people is out. And what I mean by that is it just seems like it's just like, I don't know if they from the Me Too movement or one of these movements is going on that sprouted up in the last 10 years. But I would say the same people that maybe caught up Bill Cosby is kind of after R. Kelly. And the reason why I say that is,
The only reason why R. Kelly's in jail right now is so that Epstein won't be in the news like he was.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that as soon as they put R. Kelly back behind bars, Epstein is no longer the focal point of the news.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last – well, I would ask you that, but you don't watch the goddamn news.
I don't watch it. Yeah, you know that. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jeffrey Epstein is the billionaire who has ties with Trump, who has ties with the Clintons, who has ties with so many
big-time Hollywood powerhouses.
Right.
Big-time Hollywood producer.
Not Hollywood producers. I'm talking about as far as the ones that really make this shit shake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the politicians and whatnot. So
when
Jeffrey Epstein, when they found out the deals that they made, which was illegal, you see what I'm saying? And he got hit up in New York. What happened 2 days later? Bam. They went got R. Kelly, and not only did they go get him, but they made sure that they brought his ass straight to fucking New York. And now all of a sudden, Jeffrey Epstein name ain't even in the news no more. It's all about R. Kelly, you know, the black guy.
Yeah. So
the one that people know.
Yeah. So what I'm saying
is the entertainer.
Exactly. My whole point is kind of like similar to Bill Cosby, is because whatever that female, the one who got Bill Cosby caught up, was very close to being, what do you call it when it's like past the time, you know what I'm saying, a point of whatever, I can't think of the proper term, but when it's past the term where she can press charges again or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So
statute of limitation.
The statute of limitation, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like whoever the powers that be may be, got to her and was like, look, it's only like 6 months left in the statute of limitation, and we really trying to back you and, you know, probably propped her up like, you know, we can get you a settlement. You know, we know it probably caused you traumatic stress and all this other stuff, and got her back on board. And then it just made it bad because, you know, Bill Cosby is a Temple alumni, and this chick was like some type of Temple professor or coach or something she had to do with it. So that just made it just even worse, you know what I'm saying, because that was an educational thing, and like Bill Cosby is a predator, and, you know, so it just sparked it back up. And then, you know, Bill Cosby's locked up now. So hold your head, Bill Cosby. Hopefully he should be getting out pretty soon, because it's been about 2 years now. I think he had probably like a 2-3 year sentence. So that should be happening pretty soon. But now it's the same thing with R. Kelly. I'm sure whoever the powers that be is behind this found some, you know, something got leaked to maybe somebody that's got the power to really bring these charges against R. Kelly. Found out somebody in his camp maybe has got a tape of R. Kelly back in the day doing something with somebody that was underage. And they probably could have been using that to, you know.
Prove it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't really keep up with the news. I'm kind of on the outside looking in. I'm just getting bits and pieces here. But that's what it seems like to me. They got like some type of evidence that they think they can pull out R. Kelly, and they must have got it from somebody that was close to him. The sold out R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? And now it's like, I can't even call it a blackmail situation. He sold him out, and suppose they got this evidence, and they're gonna try to throw the book at R. Kelly if they get him caught up, because they think, because R. Kelly has been lawyered up and been a step ahead of the law, they trying to catch him, you know what I'm saying? So that's that with R. Kelly. So we'll see how
it's
that happens.
It's funny that regardless of the fact, where's the proof? Because this is how this works. In order for you to say I did something, right, you have to show me the evidence so that I can defend myself against it. That's the law.
Yeah.
Even in a fucking federal case. So where's the
took
proof?
Away
where's the evidence?
Yeah, and he's no bail, so he can't even get out. So I'm like, how did that even work? But like I said, when it comes to legal stuff,
your boy out the news, I'm telling you. That's just to keep Epstein out the news.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely something going on with that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hold your head, R. Kelly. most people wouldn't like me saying that, but hey, man, I just feel like it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like, you know, another black man that they just trying to take down. Granted, I'm not condoning anything he might have did, but that was years ago. You know what I'm saying? If he should have been convicted at the time, and I just don't agree with them trying to dig up and find dirt on him that happened years ago. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about that. And then let's see what else. Shout out to my Love and Hip Hop heads. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told people, you know, that's been a guilty pleasure for me. Me and my wife, we chill out. We watch all of them, man. New York, freaking Atlanta, the LA one, Miami. You know what I'm saying? But this last one was kind of interesting because it's just interesting how, like, people's kids can look so much like them. You know what I'm saying? And this is one chick that's been on the show for a minute. Her name is Carly Red. And she had beef with this new chick that was on the show or whatever. And for a minute, because Carly Rae's been like one of the earliest people that's been on Atlanta. So she's been on there for over 5, 6, maybe 7 years. But she's always had a daughter. Yeah, she's been like 45 or something like that. But she's always had a daughter to speak about. Yeah, speak about. And I'm not the type of person that I'm just like Googling how much somebody's worth or what their kid looked like and all that stuff. I just like to hear it organically if that's going to happen. I'm not going to, even though Google's right there, I don't like to use Google for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I find out later, I'll find out later. But I ain't one of those people. I'm just like, oh, let me just Google it and find it. So anyway, I always kind of just wondered what her daughter looked like. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I heard her talk about her daughter. I'm like, damn, she's in her 40s. So her daughter got to be kind of older. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, long story short, in this last episode, she get into it with one of the chicks, and the chick that she get into it bring her daughter. So, and then they got this daughter conference or whatever of the chick Rashida came up with, so they all brought their daughters. And lo and behold, man, it was crazy seeing Carly Rae's daughter because she looked like Carly Rae just 20 years younger. And it just, like, boggled me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if I see Smooth and then I see Smooth's son, I'm like, damn, like, you look just like Smooth but 15 years younger. You know what I'm saying? Or 20 years younger. So it was just interesting. I just thought that was interesting.
That's a handsome young man right there. That's a handsome young man.
You know what I'm saying? It was just interesting to see that. Like, damn, like, you know, like, you hear about somebody and you see that person and you see a spin image of, like, that, how that person looks once they become an adult or whatever. So it got to the point that it was so crazy that I think even, you know, it was a crazy scene because, you know, it was like Carly was getting into it with the chick, and then the chick's daughter was probably Carly's daughter's age, started talking shit about college, you ain't graduating over this, and then they about to fight and all this other stuff. So it just has to be a crazy scene or whatever. But what was interesting was it was such an ill scene that Rihanna actually retweeted it and was talking about her album about to drop or whatever. But it just goes to show, it was just, I think a lot of people just was kind of watching it like, wow, like, damn, really like her, but just 20 years younger. So I don't know. This was kind of interesting to me. Then what else we got? Which story I want to get to? I got 3 more stories left. Shout out to LeBron and the Lakers, but you know, LeBron was going to change his number. You know, his number is the number 23. You know what I'm saying? He had that Jordan age, the number 23 things, but LeBron has made it for like this generation, the number 23. It just so happens that LeBron, he had number 23 in Cleveland, Cavs, when he was drafted. Then went to Miami, and then he went to Miami. I guess he wanted to switch up his whole style. So he went to number 6, locked the number 6 in Miami, won a couple championships, came back to Cleveland with the number 23 again. You know what I'm saying? Switched it back, won a championship in Cleveland. Then he went to L.A., had number 23. But now they, you know, made the trade and got Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis wears number 12. So, you know, Anthony Davis came over to the Lakers, I guess. LeBron was like, you know what? As a good Samaritan, because Anthony Davis, like, forfeited some of his money. He was like $5 million or something like that because of the trade clause or whatever. So, but they needed that money to free up so they can get more players. So, long story short, I guess LeBron made a backdoor deal, like, look, I know you're about to give them some, but, you know, these basketball players, they make tons of money. So $5 million ain't really nothing to them. But anyway, he was telling Anthony Davis, like, look, man, the situation, but I'm going to get number 6. I'm going to take number 6 again. And that was the number I had with the Heat, and I'm going to give you the number 23. So, you know, and you know, if you play sports, you know, you get accustomed to that number. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you had success with that number, you don't want to get that number up, even when you change teams. So, that was a great look. You know what I'm saying? So I was all ready to see, all right, LeBron about to turn up with number six, because the number 23, he didn't make the playoffs last year, and it seemed like it was kind of like a little jinx. So now he got the number six, which is the same number he had in Miami. So I think, you know, psychologically, he's like, all right, I'm about to run with this. Let's hold the wave. We got Anthony Davis. Wow. So long story short to this story, I go to show you the power of business. Just when you think LeBron got all the juice in the world, got all the power in the world, Nike just swiped it right back. So Nike basically shuts down the deal. Long story short, Nike said they're going to lose too much money, millions and millions of dollars, because they've been already printed out mad number 23 Lakers jerseys. So they just deaded the whole deal. So now, you know, basically LeBron cannot change his number to number six. He has to keep number 23 at this point. I don't know if LeBron's going to try to fight it and try to work out a deal where he can get out of it, but at this point, Nike vetoed the deal, and it just shows the power of the dollar. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nike was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? So just thought that was an interesting story. So we'll see how that happens by the season. We'll see if LeBron can switch it back up. But at this point, I think LeBron had tweeted something or put something on Instagram and was showing him as the number 23. I mean, the number 23. And I think Anthony Davis is going to wear his number 2, if I'm not mistaken. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then lastly, you know, with the chop up, I got two music stories that I want to get into. So first one is I want to shout out Nas. Back on his music. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. He dropped Lost Tapes 2. I've been vibing to that all weekend. Like I said, New York has been a great year so far. Great few months. Great summer for New York. You know what I'm saying? As far as music. Or sports, you know what I'm saying? Like, New York is really coming back into the forefront. It gives me pride to be. But shout out to the Lost Tapes. You know, I posted this one song called Royalty that I've been really vibing to. I put it on my Instagram. I definitely want to shout that out. Great album. It's something like an audio book, too. Like, it's deep. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be your normal. Not to say that I'm hating, because I love trap music. You know what I'm saying? I love the strip club. You know what I'm saying? And Wave and I love West Coast music and all that, but something about that New York, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I listen to that New York gritty, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it's got the stories behind it, makes you think. You know, it kind of sharpens my street smart. So, shout out to that. Definitely a dope album. And the last thing that I'll say is free ASAP Rocky. You know what I'm saying? This is a story that I was going to talk about last week, but I forgot about it. But I kind of glad I forgot about it, because now the story is getting more juice to it, because let me just paint the picture. Basically, ASAP Rocky, and there's footage of this online, was in Sweden, you know what I'm saying? Probably about a month ago. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's still in Sweden now, but the incident happened probably about a month ago. So ASAP Rocky's in Sweden, and him and his bodyguard, maybe a couple of his homies, walking around Sweden. It looks like they're in Soho, New York. You know what I'm saying? It looks very similar, like, you know, downtown Sweden or wherever in Sweden. Are they just walking around like they just, you know, just regular people just checking out the place or whatever? Lo and behold, they see these two like white dudes following them, younger white guys or whatever. And especially
there wasn't no white dude though. A-Raz, man, I'm talking to you.
All right. A-Raz, white. It was Sweden. So you saw the video. Well, anyway, A-Raz. They was lighter. Put it like this. They wasn't black. You know what I'm saying? So he's walking. Telling this dude, like, dude, why you keep following me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess he's trying to take pictures or whatever. They're like, yo, dude, chill. Just go that way. You know what I'm saying? Stop following me. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they walk a couple more blocks. Dude's still following. So now his bodyguard, like, dude, stop following him. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a problem if you don't stop following me. So I don't know if this dude was taking pictures with the phone. I think the dude snatched the phone and threw the phone down or something like that. And then the guy, you know, starts arguing with him or whatever. And then they walk away again. And then ASAP Rocky, like, look, I just want this on camera. This dude is harassing me. I'm trying to tell the dude, like, chill out, stop following me, just go that way. Like, you know, no problems, chill. Anyway, they walk another block. I guess the dude still follow him, still harassing him. Long story short, they put hands on dude. You know what I'm saying? They just had to let him know. You warned him. And finally, they, you know, roughed him up or whatever, I guess. So anyway, long story short, they arrested ASAP Rocky. Sweden. And now he's been locked up since then, man. So it's probably going on like a month of him being locked up. And, you know, from the story that's coming out, you know, he's been locked up and it's been
inhumane conditions. He's locked up with some dude who's got, like, mentally issues, and a guy is, like, doing all types of, like, throwing feces and something just crazy. It just kind of reminded me of Theon from freaking Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
I'm like, yo, they got my man A$AP Rocky on some Theon shit. And you just kind of wonder, like, why
but here's the thing.
To some people? Go ahead.
Now, I have something to say about that, right? A$AP Rocky was just the same one that said he cannot relate to racism because he's rich. Now, there's a video clearly showing everything that you just said and clearly showing he was defending himself, but he's still being held over there. So hopefully now he can relate to racism.
That's a fact.
The thing is, for anybody that ever actually decides to travel outside the United States, okay, any and every time you get into trouble, right, you're not supposed to go to your hotel room. You're supposed to go straight to the embassy of the United States of America. Simple as that. Then you are on American soil, and then you don't have to worry about being in jail for weeks at a time, supposedly, in a inhumane prison, in Sweden, where they don't have them, but I take it from a motherfucker who actually been to Europe. But okay. I'll play along with it.
All right.
So ignorance of the law is no excuse. Simple as that. But when it comes down to A$AP Rocky, you know, I don't know anything about racism. Hey, guess what, nigga?
You know now. You got to be careful what you wish for, man. And I don't know, for some reason, this, and like I said, Smooth, you would attest to this because you watch Game of Thrones. This reminds me of like a Theon situation, man. Like, you got to be careful, man. Theon was full of himself and all that shit. And then
you
caught up.
But to give a retort, when it comes to Europe, right, and when it comes to Sweden and other countries like that, believe it or not, until you actually go over there, you really don't know. But they love us. They love blacks.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
Because
we're
all throughout Europe. Motherfucker, we used to colonize Europe. We used to own
them. Shout out to the Moors.
So they love us. So when a motherfucker say, oh, man, they arrested him because he's black, no, they ain't arrested him because he's black. They arrested him because of that ass whooping he put on the Meridians.
That's a fact.
Like, right.
That's a fact.
Like, because, like, when you watch the video, hey, motherfuckers don't understand. The Moravians, they powerful. They powerful.
Yeah, no. They are, man.
Like, ooh, you fucked up the wrong person. You did better off beating up a Swedish dude.
Yeah, I guess he obviously must have some juice. Yeah, the phone is tweaking again.
Right.
But, so this is interesting. So now, Trump stepped in. So hopefully A$AP Rocky will be free in the next, like, a couple days, I would think now. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, Trump tweeted out, my good friend Kanye, reached out to me, told me about this whole A$AP Rocky situation. And I'm gonna speak to the, president or whatever, prime minister of Sweden, and we're going to see if we can get this worked out. So that lets me know that
A$AP
Rocky will be free.
That depends if Justin Bieber pissed his ass off. Because, Justin Bieber want to give a retort talking about, well, what about the kids in the cell? You know what I'm saying? The detention sentence, whatever the fuck that shit is. So, hey, Trump type motherfucker, like, all right, bitch, you won't play with me, huh?
At the border?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that just depends on how the fuck you feel after that little statement. Then everybody giving their fucking retort. All right, okay, cool. The only reason why Trump will go out his way to fuck around and free A$AP Rocky if it's good publicity.
Yeah, of course.
But if he feels as if it's no longer good publicity, then fuck him.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna get him out of there. I just got a feeling. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. Obviously, but I feel like it's the same thing with Lonzo Ball's son. And Lonzo Ball got caught up in China or whatever.
But that was publicity, though.
Yeah, so
that's
same
different.
Thing.
For one, when it come down to China and America, he couldn't let that shit ride in China anyway. Like, nah, bitch, it's a power move. But Sweden is Sweden. I don't really give a fuck about him.
Yeah.
But that is still, you know, that'll go, even though, you know, most black people, you know, not me, you know what I'm saying? It seems like everybody on this show, you know, what I'm saying is not like we all pro-Trump. It was just we not all to the far left that you see so many black people just on social media and stuff like that. And just so hate him, you know what I'm saying, without just analyzing the situation, just being just open-minded, you know what I'm saying? So I think for that, it would still benefit him to free him up because
What the fuck is going on over there?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
What's your phone?
You know what I'm saying? No.
You need to mute, but you need to mute yourself.
Yeah, shit. Phone, I don't know.
Mute yourself.
Walking around.
I keep putting it down, but you know what happened is that I called in and I was on Wi-Fi, and I forgot to turn the Wi-Fi off, so I turned it off while I'm in conversation, but, you know, I needed to hang up. We got 5 left, so it was no point. But make sure you guys check out the new MissLovelyBlack.com. That's THENWMIZZLUVLIBLACK.com. There you go, y'all. Finish it up.
Yeah, so definitely
I don't
follow
know, this song.
I know, right?
Trump, ragged ass song.
But yeah, that phone was sounding like when last week when you know school was in his car or something like that, doing this oil change and looking for his wallet.
Yeah, she won't mute my ass, but she won't interfere with your conversation.
That day, though. Your phone sounded—that's how your phone was sounding that day. But anyway, definitely. You know, follow me. Follow the show, you know, Real Adult Talk, and I spell T-A-W-K. You know, as always, you know, once Black tweets it out, I'm going to retweet it. So, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend, logo to listen. If you want to put a face with the voice, definitely, you know, follow me on my Instagram. Instagram is MoBins, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. If you'd like to be part of the show, slide my DMs or definitely basically, you know, email me, MOBINNS@gmail.com. And just keep listening, man. Like, if you thought this topic was interesting, wait till you see next week's topic. I think it's very interesting, especially.
Actually, this week's topic was tame compared to last week. The whole anal rape thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
You know, that episode should have been called what you just said. You know,
anal rape, yeah. The Adventures of Black and Her and Him.
That's your next book.
The Stroke of Black. The Stroke of Black. Yeah,
you know,
there we
I don't
go.
Know if I want to read that one, but yeah, but that you know, you can probably that could be another title. But yeah.
Talking about you want to go to Mars?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She said it was level 2.
Oh,
man, that was the highest level.
Oh, she took that nigga to Mars. Oh my god.
Oh man. But yeah, you know how we do, you know, every Sunday night, come kick it with us, man. Real topics, real shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're gonna do it. And that's it, man. I'm really got nothing else, man. I'm trying to think what else is going on to finish out. We only got about 3 minutes left. But yeah, definitely. Definitely follow the Twitter page, man. And yeah, like I said, next week's topic is going to be off the hook, man. It's talking about relationships and just different sides of the coin of different relationships and what side do you fall on and what side is the better side to fall on. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be very, very interesting.
This
and
where you get coming to push.
Well, we know that. But, yeah, just to revisit this, you know what I'm saying, touch back on the topic at hand and then kind of leave it there. So once again, we was talking about, does raw sex affect men and women different emotionally? So Smooth was like,
no,
I guess I would sum it up for you. Nah, like, but he does love the feeling. So, you know what I'm saying? Spreading his seeds, you know what I'm saying? But he doesn't like the feeling of having kids. So that's kind of like a catch 22, but
yeah, it's
yeah,
very
that was Smooth's. That was Smooth's thoughts on it. And Black, I guess Black was like, you know, she kind of evolved to the point where she feel it too, but she, you know, she want to make sure that she's with that particular person so she can feel that, because she liked getting her fire, you know what I'm saying? What did you say? Getting your fire. Getting your fire.
She want to get a hose down, boy.
Yeah, get hosed down. Black was like, yo, hose me down, you know what I'm saying? Put this fire out. And
oh,
me, you know what I'm saying? I'm You know, I'm sex for sport. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we'll see if I take the condom off. You know what I'm saying? Eventually. So that's it. So, you know what I'm saying? As always, you know, we'll see everybody next week. Everybody be safe. Got about a minute left. I don't know what else to say, man. I don't know. Free ASAP. Free ASAP.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully next week he'll be free, man. And because I want to see that interview. I want to see his first interview, man. I want to see if he on some Beyond shit. Did this shit change him? So I'm just interested to see that, man. So hopefully he's good. So that's what's up, man. Everybody be safe and signing off.
Black hung up a moment ago.
Right?